What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of She Here They with Kittens. I'm Kittens, and today I've got Lauren Sanderson on with me. She's an incredible musician and just super inspiring person, so I'm really, really psyched to have her on. And shout out to you guys, because y'all blew me up on Twitter and told me to get her on here, and you know, now we're friends, so thank you for that. In this episode, we talk about Lauren's whole career journey, where she's been, where she's going, 2022, new album, tour, all that good stuff. But we also get into a bunch of stuff about self-growth and how to be your authentic, true self, even when society's constantly pressuring you not to be. So we got some helpful tools in there on little things you can do every single day to feel solid and making decisions that you know are in alignment with who you really are on the inside. Before we get into it though, please make sure you go like and subscribe and turn on all the notifications, click all the buttons that you can click, just like go click them, and head to the She Her They website. It's www.sheherthey.me. I'll like link it wherever I can link it. Join our Discord. We've got an amazing community there. If you're feeling lonely, if you just like need some great people to connect with, everyone in there is amazing. We've also got a great She Her They playlist, which is what spawned this whole show, so go check that out. Also, you can find us on Instagram at SheHerThey. And if you want to come find me, it's at IamKittens. Also, a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Puma. They not only are supporting this show with their She Moves Us campaign, which is all about empowering and inspiring women to just push the boundaries and support each other and be themselves, but they are donating a bunch of stuff, shoes, clothes, all that good stuff, to the LA LGBT Youth Center, who there's so many great kids there, so I'm just really, really excited for them to have a bunch of cool shoes. And then we can be twinsies, because I have these in like 90 colors, because we love a platform. This is the Puma Maze. It's like M-A-Y-Z-E. Anyways, yeah, love these. Love Puma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. And let's get into it. Let's try this again. Lauren, hi. This never gets easier. All right, here we go. Lauren, hi. Welcome to the other line.
Hi, Lauren. How are we doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Finally, like, we've been trying to do this for a minute. Also, when I first announced the show, but when I was like, who else should I have on here on Twitter? I got flooded with your name. I was like, just back to back Lauren Sanderson. So I was like, all right, I guess. Like, and I had never talked to you before. So I was like, yes, we need to have a little chat here and get it going. But I'm so excited to have you. Before we get into all this, can you just do a quick introduction, however you like to introduce yourself, what you do? We already know your name, pronouns, how you identify, whatever.
Okay, so my name is Lauren Sanderson. I am from the Midwest. I make music, and my pronouns are just fucking whatever at this point, but she, so like she, her is like, I feel good with she, her. Sometimes I throw the they in there. Sometimes the they isn't working, and you know what? That's okay.
So that depends on the day.
So yeah, so it just depends. But she, her, and I kind of manifested being on this podcast, just saying, but we'll get into that later.
I need to hear about this. I need to hear about your manifestation techniques. I can't talk. Techniques.
Yeah. Got you.
So you are a musician, you make music, you sing,
I play guitar, I design merch and tour posters, and all around just Capricorn entrepreneur energy over here.
Oh my God, Capricorn moon, okay. Capricorn moon, okay. I feel you.
That makes sense.
On the do it all yourself.
Yeah, one man's sure. Pack, like big dreams, to do lists, all that. It's all that. But I started making music from actually doing a TED Talk. So
we need to get into that. I need to hear all about that
too.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so speaker, you know, designer, artist, fucking like personal one man show. All the things. I love that. That's incredible. Also, I just wanted to, before we get into everything, I wanted to just mention how psyched I am to have Puma as our sponsor for this episode. And I actually have this pair of shoes, which I sent them to you as well. It's called the Maze.
So good.
So we're just going to like,
so how good. Cute. Are you platform. Serious?
Love. Love. Seriously, that's like what got me because I'm short as hell. Like, but I was so psyched because I'm like, I'm 5'4", and whenever I have to go DJ, I'm like, so like I'm behind the decks like this. Like, hey, everyone. So I always have to get like layers to stand on. So appreciate a platform. But another thing I'm so, so excited about is that Puma agreed to donate a bunch of shoes, a bunch of clothes, and a bunch of cool stuff to the LA LGBT Aww. Youth Center. So we're getting them sorted. I've been working with them for a long time. And so I'm just excited to give the kids some cool stuff to wear. And
shout out Puma. We love to hear it.
So Lauren, as somebody who inspires like a bajillion people, thousands daily, you've also been very transparent with your self-growth journey and your journey as an artist and your career and everything. So how do you inspire yourself when shit gets kind of like hard? Because it gets hard, you know, in personal growth stuff and career. How do you inspire yourself?
I would say like at the forefront of my mind all the time is like the 3-year-old version of myself. And sometimes I think like as we get older, we obviously go through relationships and work life and different versions of ourselves and all of this stuff. But I feel like just remembering like that little girl who had nothing, like no wounds, no like opinions, no feedback, no anything. And just like really do it for her because, yeah, she's like my biggest inspiration. So I like to think about that a lot in my personal life and like personal stuff. And then for work, so many different artists all the time. I just really any artists who are just like left of center, like loud and proud about it and just like so in their own lane, but able to portray and articulate their perspective on life in such their own way. That's like my favorite kind of artist, like Miley Cyrus and Kehlani and Youngblood and Young MA, just like any artists that are so like unique and they show it in their own, they bring you to their world. So
yeah,
those are,
I mean, I think that having that kind of those types of people, yourself included, just out here unapologetically being themselves, even when it gets hard, because it's always going to be like, oh, should I do this? Or, you know, we're always going to have those moments. Mm-hmm. So being like courageous to just be yourself, regardless of what that is.
Yeah.
Is so huge because it's like there's, you know, just from the show alone, honestly, like people telling their stories and whatnot. There's so many people that are like in the middle of, you know, the Middle East or like rural parts of America that don't have people like you and like, you know, everyone else like that in their town or to kind of be a beacon of hope and a support system for them.
Yeah.
So having these little things, it's like, it really does make such a difference for people. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're so like, you're very like loudly you, which is fucking fantastic.
Thank
so
you.
I love that.
I appreciate I love that. That. What inspires you?
Oh my God. honestly, same though.
Yeah.
I think same because there's such a like, there's such a pressure to fit in and a pressure to seek approval from people. Even whether it's smaller, like your family and friends, to like society as a whole, you want to think that like society approves of you and validates you.
Yeah.
And that's, it's really hard to fight against that. So whenever I see people doing that, even to this day, like I have to remind myself constantly to like do my own thing. And even if I'm not getting that immediate validation or satisfaction externally, like I need to give it to myself to keep moving.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Definitely that definitely. Kind of vibe. you grew up though like hardcore Midwest, like
yeah.
Like in it, like Indiana vibes. Like I mean, you can't get more than that. But how did that affect your journey and like finding yourself and kind of going your own direction in life?
I feel like it was like a blessing and a curse at the same time, because growing up, I also had divorced parents and I also didn't have any siblings. So I was like really just, I feel like I just always felt like a loner, and in school and everything, you know, like coming to terms with my sexuality and who I was, I just looked around and I was like, yo, I'm weird as hell. There is nobody like me in this school. And I remember people would just bully me because they thought I was like, they thought I was super weird. And that was always like really difficult getting through that, because I always wanted to just like have so many friends and all of that. And I tried to just like keep it positive and everything, and like really just like stay true to who I was. And then it was when I really like found the world of YouTube, when I was able to like find artists like Mac Miller and Tyler, the Creator, and Eminem, and like really go into this world of rap, where I was from such a small town that you didn't really see very many people, and especially not artists, but you, and especially not gay people either, all just like being their own like different and being like loud and proud about it. So it was hard like being a loner, but it was also so motivating to get to this place where I was like, I want to inspire people that are like the same as me to like find their you thing and be that to like the loudest extent. So it kind of like led me to where I am today and why I am so loud and proud about who I am and what I believe in and everything, is just because I grew up with no validation that like this was okay. So it's just, it was definitely weird. Like definitely was the, like, I don't know if anybody else came out in my grade, but people were like, gay. No, you're not. You're not a lesbian.
How did your parents take it? Because my parents are divorced too. They have been since I was two.
Same.
So I had two like very different experiences. My dad's like conservative, traditional, Middle Eastern, and then my mom is like, you know, very, very progressive American woman from like San Francisco. So it was like very contrasting situations. Mm-hmm. So like, did you have any experiences with that where like one was maybe a bit more encouraging and the other you had to kind of like push them a little bit?
I would say, so I didn't like want to tell anyone in my family because I was so scared to even like know what they would think. And I tried to like hint at them, like, mom, my friend said that she's gay. Isn't that crazy? What do you think about, what do you think about Jenna saying that she's gay? And just like kind of test out the waters.
And that's smart.
And by the time I told my mom, she was like, if you don't think I already knew this, like you told me like 8 people that came out in the past week, and you're just like,
oh my God,
waiting to
not
see my
so hint at all.
And so she was like, she didn't really care. I think she was like expecting it for so long that by the time I said it, it was kind of like, I thought we like knew this.
How old were you?
I was like 17, 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But, and then my dad, he actually was with me and we picked up this girl that he thought was my friend. And she got in the car and we were both so nervous. We did not talk for like 2 hours.
Oh my God.
And he was like, why are you guys being so weird? And we were like, we're not being weird, Dad.
What are you talking about?
And he like pulled me aside and he was like, you want to tell me anything? I was like, no, what? He was like, is that your friend or your girlfriend? And my whole world was like flipped upside down.
You just like shit your pants.
Shit my pants. Shitted, farted, puked everything. And then I was like, okay, maybe. And he was like, listen, if there's one thing that I always want you to know, it's that I love you no matter what. I'm so proud of you. And the only thing I ever ask is that you always just be your true self. And so I got really lucky with my parents, and outside of that,
that's beautiful.
The rest of my family, I think I was the first grandkid and the first, like, I was like the guinea pig of everything and only child. So everyone was just kind of like, what? You're a lesbian? Okay.
All right. Nice.
And then, yeah, but I got pretty lucky in that regard. Felt a lot of love. But it took a lot of like my own, you know, like fake it till you make it, like this is okay to get to that point of being like, yeah, let's go there with my parents. But yeah, I was terrified for sure.
How do you deal with insecurities in general? I think like It's one thing when you have such a big like identity factor that is more like marginalized or like not the default expectation in society. So you kind of have to like push past so much constantly to feel okay with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you deal with insecurities when it comes to like there's so many factors that come into play when you're feeling insecure that can trigger you, whether it's in your career, whether it's like inside your own head or in the public eye, like people dissecting everything you do, people being way too involved in your life. And, you know, you having expectations for yourself that are, you know, sometimes we don't meet them or like we kind of fall short and get kicked down. So how do you deal with those? Like, how do you get through that?
Well, first of all, I would say I have definitely not always been a confident person, and I've dealt with like so many insecurities in every kind of avenue. Growing up, I was like very insecure about how I looked, and really? Yeah, just like I always felt like I was like the ugly duckling kind of thing.
Oh no!
I know. It sounds sad, but I'm trying to like admit these things more because
I get it, you know? Same honestly.
Yes,
I get it.
It's just it was hard. There's a lot of like insecurities about like my personality and being so like I always just felt like I was weird, but really I was just like different. And I
weird is the best though. I'm like weird is the best. What's the alternative? Being like boring,
know,
and basic.
But like we're in the Midwest at this level, and I'm just like everyone's like, why are you like talking like that? Why are you wearing that hat? And like it's all of that. But how I think nowadays, I just like really, I like to base my confidence on how I deal with my imperfections. And how I love them. And like, I like to like, if I'm feeling insecure about, you know, what other people think of me, or maybe like you said, how people are dissecting me, like online and everything, like how I may be perceived is really not in my control. And I think it's just as like anybody with a platform, like, you know, you have to constantly remind yourself that you cannot control how people perceive you. And like more than anything, people will see you as they see themselves. And so if I just remind myself, like, okay, let's say somebody thinks that, I don't know, thinks my music sucks or whatever. I just have to think to myself, like, they're dissecting me from their perspectives, their point of view. And it's really a reflection of them, how they feel about me. So not basing like how I feel about myself off of what anybody else may think or feel, and just being compassionate with yourself. Like we get dissected so much. It's like, I don't claim it. Y'all think whatever. I do not claim that shit. Yeah. I'm in my own world. I don't really comment on anybody like, I don't do that. I'm in my own world. I'm in my own lane. And like, I respect and have compassion for everybody around me. So just dealing with insecurities is just like brushing shit off and don't take it personally. 'Cause it's like not about you most of the time.
So true.
What about
so
you?
So true.
What about you?
How do I deal with insecurities?
Yeah.
Kind of similarly, I think like hardcore compassion for myself, but also a lot of compassion for other people.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the best medicine. Mm-hmm. So if somebody like, I've got my fair share of like trolls that say really mean stuff. And I'm like, do you have nothing else to do other than just like try to tear me down daily from burner accounts?
It's so
like,
terrible. What are you doing?
It's really messed up. But then whenever I see that, I'm just like, God, this person must be hurting so bad to be doing something like this. Like,
exactly.
I genuinely feel compassion for them. Not even pity, just compassion. Like, God, I wish that they didn't have this type of pain, or I wish their life had more joy or fulfillment so that they were not focusing on, you know, this kind of energy. Like, it's fucking weird to do that. Like, it's sad.
No, exactly. I can't imagine being in that space where like that's what you are spending your time doing. Just like, you suck, go die. Like those like random things. And it's like the projections in this Applebee's are unnecessary, and I can't deal with them.
It's too much. Like it's really sad. And I think like especially in this like social media age that we're in, it's even more difficult because it's already one thing to grapple with your insecurities on the daily, like at home when no one else is involved, like silencing your own negative talk, all that, like that's hard.
Yeah.
Period. But then you got to throw in all these other people and people perceiving you, thinking what, you know, what are they thinking when they're looking at me, even if they're not saying anything. It's like, it's a lot to process and try to pull back and talk down.
Yeah.
And you just have to like balance out the negative with some kind of positive, whether that's hyping yourself up or just accepting yourself. So we don't always have to be like, I'm the best, I'm amazing, I'm beautiful, fucking positive affirmation list. That's just, you just have to be like accepting of yourself.
Yeah.
And just, you know,
and just like, let's be honest, like these societal norms are insane at this point.
I mean, the norms are always changing. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, you can't ever keep up. Mm-mm. You can't ever keep up.
Not at all.
Like there's this book I read like back in college. I'm not going to age myself here, but it was a while ago. And it's called The Trouble with Normal. Oh. It was in a gender studies class, but it's such a thing because like the idea of normal is so loaded. And even people that like maybe you and I perceive as normal, they don't feel normal. They don't feel good enough. Like, nope. Does anyone feel normal or good enough for real?
No.
Like who are they?
No.
Who are those people? Like I can't imagine. Everyone's constantly trying to adjust and shift and fit in and mold themselves to these expectations that are always evolving. It's like chasing a carrot, you know, like
Chasing a carrot.
Carrots. We're always trying to chase things. And I think in the music industry, especially for just artists in general, there's this idea of like, if I get this thing, then I will be successful enough, great enough. You're fucking dying at this carrot.
there's this idea, though, that it's like you
have to get this next thing and then you'll have made it, or like you'll be on your way to making it, or you'll have that validation.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that comes with everything from like all levels of career. You talk to like the top of the top and they're like panicking about Grammys.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's always something at all levels. And I think one of them that's like, can be a trap in ways is dealing with labels, especially major labels. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk to you about that because you went from like doing your own thing and you signed to like a major label and now you're independent.
Yes.
So what are the pros and cons of that? And like, what did you learn kind of hitting all those different avenues?
Well, I think first of all, like why I started making music was just to inspire people and empower people. And it's obviously never as easy as that. There's business, there's team stuff, management, label, all of these things. And I feel like when I first started making music, it was like the vision and the energy was so seamless. Then I started building a following, got approached by Epic Records. And this is when I still lived in Indiana. I was just making music from like SoundCloud beats and shit like that. Just like recording it at a little studio in my hometown and in my room. And so went with the label, and in my gut, I was like, something feels off. Like, this energy feels fake to me. And I had never experienced LA or what that world is, the talk. And so I didn't know. It's like, I was a little kid, and I'm looking, but not really, but like 19. I was so young, or 20 maybe. And so I was just like, at what point do I say yes? And maybe is that now? And being with them and making that decision was huge for me, because no, it didn't work out, but it did create so many stepping stones and experiences. And in a lot of ways, it was good, because it was my intro to PR and photo shoots and magazines, and everything felt bigger. And you know, it's like no longer just running around making a music video in the back roads of Indiana. It's like, oh, now we're on set with 10 people, and they're like making
a whole thing.
They're like making me tea for my arrival, and I'm like, what? I'm like, what is going on? And in that way, it was cool. It felt bigger and more real, I guess, in a certain way. Also, like them giving you money, awesome.
We love money.
love to see money. So that was awesome. Those were the pros. The con was they didn't pay attention to what was like really what the artist really wants, and like how it can be so detrimental to really listen to what an artist is thinking and feeling. Like, at the end of the day, we are artists. We just the same way as a painter needs a certain paintbrush to do a certain stroke with this color and this color and this canvas. Musicians need things too. Like, we need to work with the right producers and the right writers, and we need to release it on certain days and everything that like feels aligned to us, with the cover arts and the fonts and everything. And that was always impossible. It was always just ridiculous. And so a lot
like
of
they always have a say over they every always little thing have and can feedback. Squash your vision.
Feedback. You are not my demographic. 50-year-old Tina. You are literally, I know you have a cat named Tina, don't you?
I was like,
But seriously, you're not my demographic. You don't know what font so-and-so is, whatever. So that was, it was the creative shit that really, like, it wasn't fun anymore, and that sucked. Being independent, it's the complete opposite. Everything, you know, it's very DIY, and how I like to do things. I still like for it to feel big and feel important and everything. And I think 2022 will be like I feel like I'm on my launch pad right now, and I'm releasing my second album next year independently. And
when is that happening? Can we get a like rough timeline? Do you have a date?
In the spring. There is a date. Yay. Spring, definitely going on tour in the spring too. And in January, I'm going to be dropping like album date, tour dates.
Amazing.
It's gonna be right off the bat, like single, album date, tour dates, virtual show.
This is like a Lady Gaga thing, like bus, bus, club, another club, plane, no sleep. That's gonna be you.
Wait, I need to like make that my alarm clock every day. I feel like I'll get so much more done.
That's gonna be
show-stopping, brilliant, beautiful, whatever she says.
Lady Gaga affirmations.
Oh my god. But anyways, being independent, a lot more work, a lot more hands-on artist stuff, but so worth it to me.
Yeah.
So worth it.
Like, do you think,
yeah,
would you, like, going back, would you have stayed independent, or like the experience was so helpful that you were just like, yeah, this was the right move?
I don't regret anything in my life. I think I would have been, I would have figured it out regardless, but I'm really grateful for that experience, because I mean, they really just throw you in there. I was like, what's an A&R? Mm-hmm. What team do I need? I have somebody answering my emails. I don't need anybody. I can book my own tours. Yeah. And they were like, no, queen.
I did that before, too. Booking your own tour, advancing your own shows. Like, did you ever do the, like, your own fake manager thing?
Yeah.
I did that.
Definitely.
Her name was Denise. Denise, like, got me paid. Denise made sure I was taken care of. Like,
Denise is, like, that just seems like a name you would fake be.
Yeah. It's a good fake persona.
Yeah. Denise is, like, get shit done.
She did.
It's nice.
I had, back in the day, I had a, like, normal job. So I worked at a nightclub.
Mm.
And I did marketing and talent buying for them. So I would book all these DJs.
Mm.
And the agent that I spoke to all the time was Denise. And Denise was like, I knew not to fuck with her. Like, she wasn't one that you could kind of like nudge on stuff.
Wait.
She was
Pause.
Like, no.
Is this like a real Denise?
This was real Denise.
Okay.
And I was so inspired by her. She worked at, God, what was it called back in the day? It used to be called AM Only, and then it became Paradigm, and now they're Wasserman.
Okay.
And she's still there. She's amazing. I fucking love Denise.
Shout out to Denise.
Shout out to Denise. She runs this whole, like, charity social good sector at the agency now, which is sick.
Okay, we love
But I was so inspired by how she did business that I was like, damn, I need a Denise, but, like, I'm not big enough to get a Denise, so I'm going to be Denise.
That's funny.
I had a, like, fake email for her, and, you know, I just got to make it work.
I definitely know my fake manager's name, but I feel like I can't say it because, like, what if I let down one of my supporters? Like, what if I can't say her name, but, like,
yeah. No, don't air her out. Don't air out your fake manager.
Fuck. No one will ever know her name, but she definitely got shit done. I definitely did show up to, like, a venue of a show that I booked myself, and they were like, we don't have any information about this. This doesn't exist.
Oh my god.
Plugged the aux cord at the restaurant into my computer, played, like, my beats.
Yeah.
And just raw dogged it.
Wait, what? They didn't know? Was there anyone there?
It was a restaurant. And yeah, there was a good 40 people there. St. Louis.
That's great.
St. Louis, Missouri, pulled up to the restaurant.
Shout out St. Louis.
Yeah.
What kind of restaurant was this?
I think it was like chicken fingers. Like fish and chips, just like good old,
wow.
Good old, like, period.
We all got it. I played in a restaurant once that was so sus, and, like, it was in New York, and somebody was like, got you, booked you at this thing, blah, blah, blah. And I show up, and it's legit, like, this small restaurant in Brooklyn. And, like, they had just one of the tables with, like, turntables on it. And I invited one of my guy friends who was a DJ out there who, like, I had booked before. So he was legit. And I was like, oh, I'm DJing in New York, blah, blah, blah. And I show up and he comes to, like, be supportive. And I was like, you can go. Like, you don't have to stay. It's all right. Like, please leave. I'm embarrassed. It was so bad. There was, like, four people there. It ended up being really fun.
Yeah.
But it was, like, it wasn't a brag worthy.
Right.
One.
It's not like, you know? It's not like, come. It's like, you can see this on the Instagram,
like,
stories.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I had a bunch of people submitted questions for you, and one of them that I thought was really great was, what have you wanted to, like, you've accomplished that you've never gotten a chance to kind of brag about? Is there anything, even if it's a personal accomplishment, just something that you're like, I fucking did that? And it's just been, like, kept to yourself.
I know what I fucking did. In 2020 and 2021, most challenging years of my life ever. This year, I made a promise to myself, and I think July, that, like, I don't know if this is like, I think this is brag worthy. I think this is like the hardest thing.
Whatever, if it's works for you, that's it. It's brag worthy.
Okay, so July 2021, I made a promise to myself that no matter what, no matter who, what, when, where, why, I was going to choose myself and my own alignment over like anything and anyone else, no matter what. And every single day since then, I have chosen myself, and I have made every decision that I've made is to be in like full alignment with myself. And whether it's what I wear, what I do, if I say yes to something and end up not wanting to do it, if I go on a date and it felt weird or blah, 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 I just like go home, look in the mirror. I'm like, yes, no, alignment, yes, no. Decision done. And I'm so proud of myself because it's like,
that's huge.
Thank you. That was like 5 months ago. And the fucking transformation, like, I can't even comprehend. I was like looking in the mirror for a little bit there in the summer, like, who is this? Who is this? And it was so scary. And now I'm like, there you are. There you are.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking major. And thanks. Honestly, like, that, I think that's something that people don't talk about enough.
Yeah.
And should be so celebrated, because we're constantly like pressured from the outside to do all kinds of things that aren't in alignment with ourselves.
Yeah.
Whether it's like making music and art and putting things out that you don't want to, whether it's people pleasing, even if it's like somebody you love,
yep,
not setting boundaries, like trying to present certain ways.
Yep.
There's so much pressure to fall out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a full-time job to keep yourself in alignment,
it's
which
crazy.
Is so great to have that decision-making, like, commitment to yourself. I think that's incredible. Like, I
thanks.
Need to do that, honestly.
What's your
I'm like, I check in later.
What's your sign again?
I'm a Libra sun, Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you definitely got the Scorpio rising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like as the older I get, the more I'm like, I feel like I'm embody that a bit more, but
yeah.
I definitely like am always majorly seeking balance. So if anything is off, if anything's out of alignment, I feel it and it fucks me up.
Okay.
So bad.
So Capricorn sun, Capricorn moon. Libra sun, Libra moon.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. So I feel.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense because you're so. It's the alignment. So you have Libra, Capricorn, Scorpio. I have Libra, Capricorn, mm-hmm. Aquarius. And that just makes sense.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I had
the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that, yeah.
Okay.
No, that makes total sense. That makes total sense.
Okay.
It's such a thing, though, because I feel like when, like, sorry if anybody's not understanding of astrology, but like, whatever. Go read a book about it. But like, just the general like underlying theme with Capricorn vibes is so like wanting to be on top of stuff, wanting to be organized, wanting to be like just making sure everything is perfect and great all the time, which can fucking kill you because that pressure of like perfection and expectations on yourself can be really intense.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be so amazing because there's so much strategy involved.
So much.
And I think that can be beneficial because it's like if you decide to do something, you're like, I know how to do it. I just need to decide to do it.
Yeah.
So deciding to be like, every day I'm going to check in with myself and be like, is this going the right way,
yeah,
or is it not? And this is what I'm going to do about it. Like, that's such a great tool,
yeah,
to have in your little kit ready to go.
Toolbox.
We love that.
Open and packed. I mean, packed.
Love it. So biggest lessons and like self-growth stuff. We're really on the topic of self-growth today, whatever. Biggest growth lessons that you've gotten from past relationships, whether it's past friendships, romantic stuff with your parents, whatever.
Oh man. Biggest lesson. I would say if you're not right with yourself, don't expect to be right with anyone else. And if you are not how do I say this? If you're not in check with yourself, like if you don't have, you know, your boundaries and your needs and your wants and everything that's like revolving around you, in my opinion, some people would disagree, maybe it's the Capricorn, I think should be at the front, the forefront, because I really like dated people who I wish they had stronger boundaries and communicated more about their needs and their wants. And I think it, like, to make any relationship really work, I believe in like brutal honesty and brutal transparency and like really, really like all on the table. Because to me, that's like the most honest connection and relationship that you can have with someone. And that's to me like the most thing that like I'm the most appreciative about in any relationship, work relationship, parents, family, friends, love, anything, like someone who can really be like, yo, this is what this it is. This is what it isn't. This is what it can be. This is what it can't be. Yes or no. Like, can we do this or no? Save so much time. Like, just tell me what you want. Tell me what's not working for you. And I will let you know if I can fulfill this.
Or capable.
Yeah.
That's like, that's such a thing that's so wild to me. Cause I'm very much like that. I'm like, I used to not be. I used to be very like codependent and I wouldn't communicate because I was like, if I please everyone, then they'll love me. And like, that's all I need to do. So I used to like literally not be able to close a door if my partner was around because I was like scared that closing the door would make them feel like shut out. Like, but shout out to therapy. Now I'm fucking fantastic. And I like just word vomit my emotions. And I'm like, this is making me feel this way. I need this. I need that. Bah, 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 bah. And it's really, that's my biggest growth thing. I'm like, damn, I fucking did that.
Let's
like,
go. That's tight.
But it's so wild. Cause especially during like all the COVID stuff, especially like during major lockdown time, so many couples, even people have been together for like very long periods of time. Like I knew people who were together like 5 years, 8 years, 10 years that broke up. And it was because they finally had to be real with each other.
Yeah.
And they couldn't distract. They couldn't not communicate. They couldn't ignore their problems. It was like, here's the problem. Are we going to deal with it or not?
Yeah.
Can we deal with it? Are we even in alignment? How did we get this far being in like distraction zone, acting like we're aligned when we're not? Like it was such a thing. And I'm like hearing why people had separated for whatever reasons. And I'm like, you guys have been together that long and you never talked about that or this?
Yeah.
Like, how's that possible?
Right.
You just kept that in for like that long?
Yeah.
What? It blows my mind how many people just, I think it's, I don't know if it's a thing with relationships. I don't know if it's a like societal gender performance thing that's pushed on a lot of people, but I think so many people don't have the tools and the encouragement to communicate openly, whether it's like women or people, you know, raised as women socially, them being expected to be quiet and not share or not be needy or not speak up when something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And guys being taught that like being emotional and communicating is weak.
Mm.
So then they read this shit that like no one talks. And then especially in like same gender couples, there's a whole other fucking component there. But I'm like, why don't we all just say how we feel? That would be, why don't we just do that? Let's skip all the shit.
See, that would be a dream, wouldn't it? If people just were like, hey, this is how I feel. You know, I think the issue is people put people on pedestals. Like, I feel like I feel like I'm very blunt and transparent. And sometimes because of that, I've noticed sometimes the other person in any, like it can be any kind of relationship, but I feel like they will put me a little bit up here because I'm saying what I want or what I think. And I'm like, no, we're both supposed to do that. Like, I don't want to be on a
match me.
Yeah. Like
match me. Come on up here.
Yeah. Like, come on. And therapy also has taught me like, just you have to live your truth. You have to live your, you have to live by your boundaries, wants, needs, da, da, da. Stop telling people all the time what they are, what they aren't. Just live like that. Say no to what you want. Say yes to what you want. And see how your relationship evolves. And I think if people did that, a lot of friendships and relationships would probably end, because we shouldn't have to talk all the time about what we want or don't want. I don't think. I think mm-hmm. it should kind of.
I mean, I think sometimes people speak different languages.
Yeah.
In ways. So like sometimes you got to do a little bit more work to understand yeah. each other, which is fine, but you shouldn't have to constantly do that. Like,
yeah.
It shouldn't have to constantly be an explanation and reminding people like of your boundaries or of yeah, your needs or whatever. It's
yeah. yeah. It's like re-saying it over and over is what you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't mm-hmm. have to remind people of things that are very like basic to you and your life and like very like necessity priority things. Some people
yeah,
are just,
no, that's so true.
Some people are just different. We're just some people work, some people don't. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Different styles.
Different humans.
I mean, like also just being honest with, I think that's another thing, is people being honest with themselves.
Yeah.
Like that's a whole other thing yeah. that people have trouble with. And it's like by being dishonest with yourself, whether it's about your identity or how you feel or how a situation's making you feel or what you're doing with your life, like
yes, yes,
lying
yes.
to yourself is just setting you up for pain and failure and, you know, destruction in all these ways.
Yes.
So just like skip the bullshit. If something doesn't feel right to you for whatever reason, just like rip the Band-Aid off and do what you got to do to get in alignment. Like go talk to yourself in the mirror. Is this right or
yeah,
not?
Like literally. And also stop lying to yourself, because then you're realistically like lying to other people, because you can't.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm glad we got exactly. to the bottom of that.
No, it's, yeah, it's such a thing. It's such a thing. And it's something that takes so much work, but then like eventually it's not hard
yeah.
and it becomes second nature. Like it becomes hard to not be honest with yourself, and it's hard to not be honest with other people. So
yeah.
you gotta push through it.
Also, you have a great like podcast voice. I just realized.
Oh my God, thank you.
Like I used to have people
yeah. tell me that I had a good radio voice, and I was like, I don't want to be on radio.
Yeah, you really do. You have like the voice where they're like, yes, that's exactly what I think. And it's like very like the enthusiasm really brings you in. Just have to like,
I gotta,
you know,
I've had to push through it, because I used to be very like bullied, isolated, like fucking loner as well growing up.
Aww.
And very, very introverted, very shy.
Really?
And so I had to, oh, bad. Yeah. Like
really?
I had to change schools at one point because it got like bullying got so bad. Like it was a whole thing. So same thing that
no.
I thought I was weird, and like I thought I was weird. So I got insecure, and I just never that, you know, that whole pipeline.
Yeah.
But then I had to like push past it, because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be that person
mm-hmm.
anymore. And I kind of have to fake it till I make it. Like,
yeah.
even if I'm uncomfortable, I need to act like I'm not. And
yeah.
so I'll like hype myself up before
yeah.
I go into a room, because I need to be like, okay, Lauren, remember, make eye contact, like do these things, because it's not always easy
yeah.
and you have to push yourself. You have to push yourself to grow.
Do a lot of people call you Kittens, or do most people call you Lauren?
Honestly, it's like 50-50 now, which is so weird, but like cool, I guess.
Why?
Especially now, because my manager's name is also Lauren. So
hello.
So I know she literally hit me up, and she's like, Lauren Sanderson's vibe seems so sweet. Like, of course she calls us Lauren. Have you ever met a Lauren that's not great? And I was like, honestly, no. Like I haven't.
But sweet.
Yeah, it's like
whatever.
How cute.
I'm cool.
But it's such a it's funny, because like I feel like I have to commit to it, because like some people don't know me as Lauren and some people don't know me as Kittens, so there's this weird crossover, and I'm just like, call me whatever. Like they both, I'll respond to both.
It is
weird sometimes though, but Littens, imagine. that's my party alter ego.
Wait, one more question. I'm sorry, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Why Kittens?
Okay, so this is the whole thing. So back when I was working for that like nightclub back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I was doing marketing and like Denise and all that. So I used to DJ under the name Soul Ray, which was short. I know. Short for Soul Renaissance, because I was going through a whole rebirthing. So I really was like, I had just learned to DJ. I just like started getting into it. And I was having this, I made a commitment to myself to say yes to things, even if I felt uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because I had to start putting myself out there. I couldn't be shy anymore. I couldn't hold myself back. So that was my thing. You have to say yes if it's a thing, whether it's someone you don't know too well being like, hey, come to this concert, mm-hmm. or, you know, come do this cool thing. Mm-hmm. I had to say yes. So I had this whole thing and I'm like, so Renaissance, I'm just growing. And all I was DJing was like neo soul and like underground hip hop, like backpack hip hop. So
love that.
It was in alignment with that vibe. And then I started working at this club that was very much like Vegas in LA, bottle service, like the biggest bottle service club.
Okay.
And my boss at the time, who was the marketing director for the club, he was also really, really supportive of getting me out there DJing. So he like convinced the club owner to let me open for the other main DJs and stuff. But he was like, Lauren, Soul Ray's got to go. It's like, we got to, Soul Ray's got to go. And I was like, no. Really? Are you sure? So he's like, yeah, we got to find something else. And I was like, all right, fine.
Oh my God.
So then I was trying to think of a name because like, I'm like, what else do I call myself? And so for weeks, I was like trying to think of something, which is fucking impossible to just like magically come up with. Yeah. And at the time there were, and it was like literally weeks of like spitballing ideas. And everyone was like, nah, that's stupid. No, not it. So then there was this like viral video going around that was on YouTube and everyone was fucking sending it to me because everyone knows I love cats. And this was like peak cat content.
Yes.
Like Tumblr cat memes, rainbow cat cats, videos,
weed cats.
Yeah. All that. So I'd get spammed with that shit. But there was this video of these like few little orange kittens on turntables that were like falling over on these records that were turning. And I got sent that, like, I kid you not, like a million times. I still get sent, oh my God, I saw this and thought of you constantly. And so I remember like, I got it yet again. I was in the car with my old boss and he's like, all right. I was like, dude, can I just fucking call myself Kittens and be done with this? Like everyone associates me with kittens anyways. And he was like, yeah, actually.
Sick.
And I was like, all right, done. Cause I'm tired of fucking thinking about it. So I started.
What a good story.
Yeah, here we
and
are.
And the all caps. Nice. Good.
I was like, you know, gotta make it feel not too soft and fluffy.
Yeah, definitely got some like attitude in there.
Exactly. Had to get a little
okay
catitude, little catitude
with a K.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Honestly.
Definitely. Yeah. Sorry. Just had to ask those things.
No. I appreciate it. Okay. 2022 coming up, you've got album coming out, you're going on tour, you're continuing on your whole growth journey and whatnot. Do you have any other like big goals or resolutions for the coming year?
I definitely want to get another dog.
I support that.
Fully. If I was a DJ, I'd be dogs or puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah. Dogs.
That's my Finsta name. My Finsta name is I Am Puppies.
You're going to expose yourself like that? I need to go follow it.
Whatever, it's private.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll hit you up for that after this, so that I can start my DJ career. I definitely want to get another dog. I want to get a convertible. I need a convertible. I need the sun.
In LA,
I need
you
the sun beating down on my face. I want to... I just want to get like a living situation that is like, I'm so proud of it. I'm so content with, and I'm so like my like home, because my house now is like, I've always felt like my apartments were so temporary. It's like for the era, for the moment, for the whatever.
Right.
And I just want my next place to be like, this is it, especially because I'm kind of a homebody and introvert a little bit. And so I like to like be in my space and I want it to feel good. I want a yard. That's impossible in LA. I'm going to figure it out.
Manifest it.
I'm going to manifest it. All of that. I also really want to, I really want to start a podcast too, which I want to have you on.
Do it. Happens. Do it.
When that happens. And I want it to like, be like short little like diary excerpts, random stuff like that. I want to, I also want to do another TED Talk. There's so many things and this is, who knows? I want to, oh, I do want to tour internationally. So that's, I think that'd be cool. Like Australia, UK.
Oh my God. Australia's so fucking fun.
I've never been.
Oh my God. I've been a few times. I like toured there a couple times and it's like, it's so fun.
Really?
Everyone is so, like the energy is amazing. The food is amazing also, but like everyone's energy is just so excited and like open and kind of free. Like it's, I don't know. It's not like, I feel like in LA and different parts, especially LA, but like in the States in general, there's people are a bit more like they want to be cool.
They're
so
like,
they don't
are be-
let
are
go
like
as much.
Aware of how they're being seen.
Yeah. Yeah. But side note, your show, I went to your show in LA and it was like, people are fucking like on one, like they're psyched. I was like, I have not seen people go this hard at a show in a while. It was so nice to see. And you like, you hold it down on stage, which is so hard to do, especially when it's just you up there. Like no crazy stage production, no like dancers and shit in the background. Like it's just you and your mic. Like that's hard to command a room like that.
Well,
so shout out to you for that.
Yeah. Shout out. It's that Capricorn assertive energy. Yep. But on the next tour, I definitely want like drums, guitar. And I appreciate you saying that. But yeah, it's been cool. I like really can just see this going somewhere big and it feels kind of cool. Like it feels like the start of something cool, like out of my world. I feel like I'm just a channel. I'm out here listening to the universe. What am I supposed to bring to like the world and everything? And it just kind of comes out. So, yeah.
What's the vibe of your new album? Is it all done? Like
it's definitely,
or is it kind of
like tracklist done, finishing production and everything? But I love like the theme. Like the theme is done, the titles are done, everything. It's just finishing the actual music, but it's almost done. Mm-hmm. It'll be done by the end of January for sure. Yeah, the vibe. Oh my God. There's some like out of pocket shit on there. Like I kind of had some like confident moments. I'm trying to like, I'm trying to get out of my shell, you know? So
that's great.
Just like being like very like fuck it energy. And then there's some like emotional ones with just me and electric guitar. Mm-hmm. There's the theme is when you know you have to let something die. And and to let yourself let things die. Like it sounds sad. Mm-hmm. It is.
No, I think it's beautiful. I mean, that's part of evolving and rebirth. You have to let things go to evolve.
It was just like realizing you have to get to this point with yourself where you're like, okay, if I really want to do this and I really want to go here and evolve and shed off these things that are just not aligning with me anymore, like you really have to decide to like, okay. And this is all coming to the surface when I'm like, choosing myself and choosing alignment, realizing how much I'm like letting go of and letting die. And it sounds, you know, it feels really heavy and it is in the moment, but the reward is so fulfilling of just like, oh, well now I'm just naturally like habitually choosing myself. And some of those things feel so distant from the real me. And it's crazy how far we can get away from ourselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your creative process like? Like, how did you get to this point?
In my album or in my career?
Yeah. I mean, whenever you're like working on actual music, like what's your, does it change from project to project? Or like, did you approach this new album differently?
I didn't even know it was an album until it was done. It was weird. Like I was just making things and just really expressing myself in some really deep, heavy shit. And I thought maybe it would be an EP for a long time, but it kind of just got to this place where I was like, I have too many songs. I spent 2020 and 2021 so in my head and going through so much transformation that I didn't really put out too much music. Like, I put out my first album in the very beginning of 2020. And then in 2021, I've only put out 4 songs, and it's been my like least active year because I was going, I don't just want to like push it out. So I kind of got here by just naturally expressing myself and ending up with a lot of songs that I really liked and a theme that just defined how all of those songs came together. But I would say my process is just electric guitar and me, and I really like neo soul drums too, and I really just like real raw emotions. I don't really go in with too many writers. I just kind of
word vomit
emotions. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. That's cool. I feel good about it.
Tying into that, I have a question that I ask everybody, and it's always my favorite because everyone's answers are so different. But what is your dream creation zone? There are no limits. There's no rules. You could literally be under the ocean, like on the moon, whatever you want.
It's like my biggest fear, under the ocean.
Same, honestly. Same. So I'd rather
scary.
Die.
Mm-mm. So scary.
No.
My dream place to create... somewhere like in a room with Alexa Demi, probably.
Fair.
Other than that, maybe on a cloud.
Cloud is a good one.
A cloud.
Kehlani said cloud too.
Who? Okay, Lonnie, yeah. Maybe also like I have a thing for like a really nicely set up room. Like like the colors.
Capricorn.
The colors, the like, maybe like a nice neon sign on the wall with like a really great font, you know, that just says something like mind blowing, but like nice, quick and easy. Those cloud couches would be great.
Yeah.
I love a cloud
couch. You could have like a cloud. You know who has Demi Lovato's ceiling in one of the rooms in their house? Is so sick. It's literally like a cloud ceiling that's got different lights in it. Well, and so it, yeah, like that. I think.
That.
Like throw that in there. I don't understand how it works, but
I don't know that. How they did that, but I need like a cloud wall, floor.
Yeah.
All of that would be nice.
Okay, and then I guess we're at the end. So if you want to leave anybody off with any special words or like advice or inspirational spiel, this is your moment.
Okay, time to shine.
No pressure. TED Talk part 2.
I would say just to anybody like listening or watching this right now, it's okay, whatever you're feeling, and you don't need to rush, and you don't need to figure it out right in this exact moment, and just remember that, like, everything is a phase and an era, and you know, let yourself evolve, let yourself let things die, and let yourself become someone new who you maybe never have been before. Maybe it's overwhelming and a lot in the moment, but that person's waiting for you, so... go give them everything that they deserve because they're out there waiting for you. And also just don't be scared to be weird because that was like a big theme in this.
That's a huge one.
Like just...
don't be scared to be weird.
Just do it. Like other people that think that you're cringe are just so scared to be themselves.
It's so true. Last thing,
I do have something because this is like daily inspo for me.
But
like don't kill the thing that you cringe at about yourself. Kill the part that cringes.
That's good advice. That is good advice. Take a bow and a bow. Yep. And a curtsy.
Oh. Okay.
No, that's great.
I feel like you need to say something.
Do me. I? I mean, how do I follow up that was inspirational and beautiful, but I guess what I would plug is we have a She, Her, They Discord that is amazing with a really great community. Everyone's so sweet and supportive. So if anyone is looking for some people to like make friends with online, it's a really great space. The link is in the She, Her, They website. It's www.sheherthey.me. But yeah, we like talk about all kinds of stuff there, from like astrology and gaming to identity and book recommendations and like advice and literally all the things. So if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling like nobody gets you, there is a community waiting to accept you. And sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes all you need is one person to like say you're okay. Mm-hmm. And if you can't say that to yourself, if somebody else says it, that's great.
I love that. Yeah.
Well, on that note, thank you so much. This was wonderful. I'm so glad we got to do this.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to hear your new album and, you know, see you on tour and go stand by and get those tickets.
Yeah.
When they come out, because COVID's been kicking every artist's ass.
No, the tour's coming. We're manifesting health for everyone.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much again. And I will talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.